Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott are joined by the return of the superstar as they review Via Cafaggio Chianti Classico. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. Let's move on quickly to our next person on the show.
And folks, tonight, unfortunately, the Triple B was recalled back to the Kremlin, so we had to go out and get a stand-in host, and we just wouldn't go out and get anybody. We just wouldn't go out on the street and say, hey, hobo, would you like to be on the Wine Vault? No. We went out and got for you the superstar, Steve Gibson.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be back in the seat.
It's been a while.
It has been.
The seat's cold.
The Triple B keeps it warm, however.
That's a different seat.
Currently, you know, she was called back. So, you know, she has to meet with her superiors.
Perestroika.
Yes. Steve, we're referring to Triple B as a Russian because her scores are so damn low.
Oh, there's nothing.
That's true.
Actually, the Russian judge.
The word is Russian judge. Not that being Russian, there's no foible to that. There's no negativity to that.
There is.
No.
There is.
All Russian scores.
Vodka.
Yes. Vodka. What about vodka? They're not drinking Tito's.
They make good vodka.
Vladimir Putin. You like him on a horseback.
What is poisoning political foes?
Stolies.
They're good at that. They might be good at that.
Stolies? I don't know.
What's Russian vodka? Stolies?
Yeah, Stoli.
Okay. Nobody drinks it.
No.
Well,
it's all Tito's.
Well, it's all Tito's.
Tito's is good.
Yeah. Tito's American.
Tito's is good.
Tito's American. It's American.
The Stoli we get, I'm pretty sure, is made here in America.
Yes. It's American. Well, regardless, folks, on tonight's show, we have an Italian wine that comes back from my history. In my past, I'd trodden on these grapes basically myself. No, I did not. But when I worked at the Andersons, I had this wine that I loved, this Chianti. I thought it was wonderful. It was a wonderful wine. And it was called Via Cafaggio. And we haven't had it on the show. I haven't drank it in 20 years, probably. Well, no, that would make, well, no, probably less
that
than that.
Make
but
you old.
Yes, 15 years. 15, 16 years. However, Steve is now also having the effect of the Triple B. Steve realized that his phone just causes interference. Steve, that is a shitty mic. And so cell phones cause interference. That's the Triple B. It's almost a trademark.
It is.
Doesn't matter where you put it.
I gotcha.
These mics? No. That one? Yes.
Yes.
Nevertheless, Via Cafaggio. I would drink this. It was like mythical. We loved it. It was delicious. It was about $20. So on wine.com, I saw it again. I'm thinking, okay, there it is. It's still $20. It's 20 years later, and it's $20 still. No inflation in Italy. They say, screw that.
They don't care.
No.
I think we discussed this bottle. The Italian night, the Battle of Chiantis.
There's been a couple of those.
And Triple B said, we need to drink more Italians. And you mentioned this one.
No, she said we need to drink more Spanish Tempranillos.
I think she said more Italian.
That sounds
She's
good.
Never said, let's drink more Italian wine.
I think so.
No,
I think she did.
She doesn't like the Italians.
Well, she
says Venice and Rome are dirty places.
Judging so harshly. I deal with this
on a daily basis. Rome is dirty.
That
yeah, it is.
Rob is, even when she's not around, he's mansplaining things for her on her behalf that allegedly she says.
Strangely enough, I have to do that for you too. You don't have that perspective in your life. So, folks, Via Cafaggio.
Talk about it.
Wait, let's back up a second. So what you're saying is...
You're not a man.
Constantly, you're telling Becky of all the things I said, putting words into my mouth, just like you and hers.
That's not what I said. No.
But I think that's what happens.
Do you?
I do.
That's wonderful that you feel that way. At least that gives your self-esteem a little boost.
No, doesn't help at
okay.
all.
Well, if it does, we'll take care of that tonight.
Ooh.
So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because we have so much to do, so much to
promises,
talk about.
Promises.
That's right. Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to go through the Via Cavaggio.
Via Cavaggio.
We're going to talk about Italy. We're going to talk about...
Sexy.
That's right. We're going to talk about being sexy. Saucy.
Talk about it.
That we're going to... Yeah.
Why don't you talk about it instead of just being...
We'll talk about it. Maybe talk a little more Russian.
I, that's why I said we're going to talk about it. And, you know, what's that like? And we'll be right back here on The Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
So we're back, folks. The Via Cavaggio. This is the 2013 Chianti Classico, which is the current vintage, Scott. I know you had a quizzical look on your face.
Probably. I like this company already. I like this maker already.
It's either that, the age, or you were trying to understand how letters work again. I don't know which one it was. Nevertheless.
Bum, 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 bum.
I had a motherfucker moment about 30 minutes ago. I'm online looking at some stuff about Via Cavaggio. I wasn't looking at porn.
That's good.
And anyway, I look at the website, and on the website it has wines. And there's a side that says Cavaggio and Via Cavaggio. And I click on Via Cavaggio and I see the label I know and love. A beautiful label. Then I click on Cavaggio and I see the label that wine.com sent me. And I said, motherfuckers, they sent me the wrong motherfucking wine. However, I scour the earth. I see no price for just Cavaggio. Everything refers to it as Via Cavaggio. They've changed their labeling as of 13 forward to the Cavaggio label. However, everybody on the internet said, hey, Via Cavaggio, including wine.com, fuck you. You're still Via Cavaggio. You're not Cavaggio.
Yeah, the little sticker that wine.com sent, it actually says Via Cavaggio.
Yes, they have ignored Cavaggio's rebranding and said, no, rebranding for you. You are still Via Cavaggio.
You know, maybe they're just trying to be green and use less ink.
There you go.
Well, it's not an ugly label now, but it was a really good looking label before. Steve, that's just what it looked like right there.
That's beautiful.
That's a handsome label.
It's a handsome label.
And apparently they no longer have the Villa, Via. It was foreclosed upon. Now they just have a Cavaggio.
I think Scott can be right. Maybe it just costs more money to print the other part. Yeah, so this is drop it.
Yeah, it's just
people
drop
are dying it. All over Italy last couple of months. I've had this dropped it.
Could be that.
Trying to save money.
Or someone said, I have a great idea.
Right. That's
let's rebrand ourselves to be fresh and edgy.
I like the
let's
name.
Just drop the Via. And it will just be Cavaggio.
Cavaggio.
And they went, oh, you're right. Now we're just Cavaggio. And so they went with that. Doesn't work for me.
It's amazing how much money companies spend to That's rebrand.
Good. Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Oh, and it's stupid, too. So, I know. Forgetting all that. The wine itself. It did get a 92 from the Wine Spectator. That is a healthy amount of points.
That's a healthy point for a Chianti Classico.
I know. And they've said offers, well, they also gave that to Gabbiano Chianti Classico from 15.
Mm.
But offers a rounded profile filled with cherry, raspberry, and spice flavors. This is driven as much by the vivid acidity as the refined tannins, ending with elements of fruit, spice, and mineral. Drink now through 2022. So apparently they don't think this one will age till 2090 like the other Chianti Classicos.
Another little fun fact that the Triple B would love, Slavonian oak.
Slavonian oak.
Slavonian oak.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it's from the oak is from Slavonia.
Just usually we see American oak, French oak.
But we've talked about this. Italy does use Slavonian oak.
Huh. Very nice.
This is a dandy. Mm. In the glass.
It is dark.
Is maybe darker than you'd anticipate for a Chianti. It's on the darker side.
And it has a slightly brickish hue. And Scott, tonight we are drinking these out of the Venom Extreme glasses. Zin Riesling Chianti glasses. And Steve's drinking it out of, well, Steve is guzzling it out of a root beer mug.
This is good. Just like always. It's tasty, man.
Okay, I'll break out the Lindeman's Pinot.
Don't drink all your milk before you eat your dinner.
Yes.
That's my problem with that.
Steve's on a different show tonight. He's on the drinking show.
I'm on the
drinking
show. This is the drinking show?
Wait, this is the wine show or the drinking show?
It's a wine tasting
show. Oh, okay.
We don't hardly drink anymore.
Right.
Except for the last three nights. Okay, on the nose.
That's good. This is good.
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, hey. Mm. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
There's a floral. I don't know if it's quite lavender, but there's a floral element
there. It's pretty much lavender. Dogwood. A lavender dogwood. Type aroma. Very lovely.
Is dogwood a flower?
It's a Triana flower. Yeah, I learned that from the movie. Yes. American President, which is Scott's favorite movie.
And she's from what state is she from?
Virginia.
Very good.
That's right.
You just lost my vote.
It's not quite pungent enough to be cassis, but it has the weightiness of cassis as well on the nose.
There's an earthy character about it.
Yeah. It's one of the nicer noses that we've had for a Chianti. It really is.
I'm trying to remember a nicer nose than this and anything we've done in the last month or so.
True. This is a lovely, elegant nose. Beautiful nose. Beautiful nose.
So I'm not surprised. It's Saturn Oak. It's 13. This is the vintage year. So you're talking something that's been in a bottle for 7.
Yeah. What was it? 12 months on Sauvignon Oak. Yeah, yeah. And once again, 100% 100% Sangiovese. So let's go in here.
This is nice.
Somebody might already tasted it.
Mm. Let me go ahead and try it for the first time.
Mom, can I have some more milk? No, Steve, eat your dinner.
Mm. There's Chianti.
That's tasty.
And then there's Chianti. This is the latter.
Yeah, this is. Steve had it exactly right. This is tasty.
This is really, really fucking good. Holy shit.
What's the wicker? What's the Chianti in the wicker basket?
What is that, Scott?
That.
You have it.
Every restaurant seems to carry. What is that?
He has a bottle at his house.
I totally believe that.
There's a running joke that Rob thinks we drink that.
Well, we have it.
We've had that same bottle since German Village.
That's not my problem. You had it once.
You drink it so.
You had it once.
By the way, wicker basket.
The second wine has wicker on it.
This is much better than that.
So, yeah, slightly. This tastes almost like, I mean, I've had the Silesian level. This taste of a Silesian.
This is good.
Triple B would love this. Partly because of the mouthfeel. It actually is a Chianti with lovely, rich mouthfeel.
No, she doesn't like Italian wines. She doesn't want to drink more Italian wines. False.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. This is good.
Savory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Almost red meat.
It is.
Mm. Almost red meat. It's not a crusty minerality. It's a bloody red meat minerality.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Not the longest thing in the world, but the tannins shine through.
Yes, it is. Currently, folks, I just ordered another bottle. on the air, that's how I work things.
Dude, I love that. Bam.
Done. Boom. Although they said I wasn't here today for whatever was they were delivering today. I have no idea what it was. I've lost track. There's a lot of things.
It happens.
It happens.
You know.
We had three bottles. That was three delivered yesterday, yes. Bow. Down. And one of them I'm very excited about. It's another Montepulciano. But it's Day. The winery's Day. And I met the winery owner like 20 years ago at an Italian wine tasting. Yes. Mm. She was an elderly lady. I don't believe she spoke English. That's okay.
No, hey, that's great. Less conversation.
Well, she did say some things. it was in Italian. I mean, I think it was hello or go fuck yourself. One of the two.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you had a full glass? That's all that really matters.
Well,
right?
It was one of the best wines. It was that, and Repertorio was another one that was magnificent, and they made 95 cases for the entire world of Repertorio. So we didn't get any Repertorio, but we got Day, and we added it because of that tasting.
D-A-Y, Day?
D-E-I.
D-E-I. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. 17
That's
bucks.
A good story.
Mm-hmm. California Mater Dei.
What's the Montepulciano?
Montepulciano. Remember the Fantini?
Yes. That's what I've heard this before.
The wine we'll have later is also a Montepulciano.
Very nice.
The Fantini, by the way, folks, Fantini is a wonderful budget Montepulciano. It was under 10 bucks, $9.99.
Yeah.
Great. It's one of those wines, it's the first night of the wine where you're warming up the pipes, you're warming up the liver. That's the best.
And this is still $19.99?
$20.99. $20.99.
This is great after putting three kids to bed.
Or not.
You know, or before. Just
folks, we talked about this before. This is good. You know, this is you can buy Chianti's for less money for sure. But why not drop a couple more bucks for something that's this spectacularly good?
Well,
what's the price on this?
$20.99.
$20?
Yeah.
$21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd buy this. This is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not a person who likes to spend $20 for a bottle of wine. You won't be disappointed by this.
$20 is like the gateway into something better. I mean, there are obviously exceptions. I mean, there are some great stuff, Alpatagua's and a lot of stuff. But you get into $20, there's an expectation. Except if you're,
Fry
Brothers, Mayomi. That's more of a, if you're buying Mayomi, you know what you're getting in for. Elowan, I mean, any of the faux ones. I mean, although Elowan is tasty.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit. Give me tasty. A Bonanza is horrible. Have you had Bonanza, Steve?
I have.
Made you want to throw up, didn't it?
I can't. When you said it, I was like, ew.
It's just, you're like, slow down.
I was like, whoa, I thought we were talking about something good here.
And you're like, slow down. It's like, Bonanza is like wine syrup of a certain, it's just like, no. And you can never be in a mood to drink it. Like the Sterling Napa Merlot I like.
Yeah.
You have to be in a mood because it's a heady bastard. It's
kind of been your go-to of late.
No, I drink it occasionally. I have several bottles of it because it was so cheap. But, I sprinkle it in because my go-to is anything that's Chilean. And not a lie. I just
Chilean.
The Casa La Pastole, or La Pastole, that is great. Just their $13, $14 Cabernet from Rapel Valley is delicious.
From Rapel Valley.
Yeah, okay. Just the base.
Sorry.
What's wrong?
None. You guys are done. I'm good. Let's fill it up.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's my MO, folks.
Yes. But that is delicious. We have a couple Santa Carolinas that Becky and I are tasting off air because we've already done the show. Because we're trying to find things that we can drink because we can't get Alpatagua currently.
Oh, my God. Well, Steve, you know what else you can't get?
What is that?
Alpatagua. It is a line around $12. Their Cabernet is delicious. Their Pinot Noir is just the most gorgeous thing you'll ever come across.
Yes.
Really?
We have their Malbec. We haven't done it yet. Their Grand Reserve stuff. Now, they have Grand Reserve. Okay? It's really good. Now, the problem is, it's $15. So, it's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
You mean for $2 more? I mean, you got to stick
it's like, oh, man. It break the bank. Now, we do have a $28 Pinot Noir of theirs. But that's like their ultra premium.
That's like that. High up, step up. Mm-hmm. $13 is nothing for a good wine.
Oh my God!
It's actually $11.99.
That's cheap.
That's for the cat.
This is just a good wine. Apotagua. Mm-hmm. That's Apotagua. That's great.
You know how Bonanza is like? It's right. Syrup. Chilean reds currently, the Cabernets, things like that, are a little more French, but approachable, and they just have that leanness that you're looking for that you used to find in American wines, and it's harder to find that because it's just not popular. It doesn't sell things. It doesn't keep you from going out of business. Whatever.
Yeah, air quotes.
I mean, I'll buy five or six of your bottles. I'll keep you in business, man.
Keep you busy.
Keep the Purple Death away from my fucking wine. Yeah.
You know what's not in stock at wine.com right now? Garage.
Of course it's not. I drank.
You bought it
damn,
all.
Yeah. Motherfuckers. But they didn't have any. Bastards.
So. I
must come on the same boat as Apatagua.
I had it happen. We've talked about this. You know, if you order enough wine and have it shipped to you,
yes,
eventually you're going to have a bad experience where you got a bad shipment.
Sure. What do you mean? Like it's old? Or
yeah, I had two two bottles that were corked that had seepage, is the term. Yeah. Wine on the side of the bottle, all sticky and gooey. It got through the cork. A third bottle I opened, and as soon as I removed the wrapper, the cork popped up almost a half inch. So it had been, realistically what had happened, it had been heated. And it, mm-hmm. it was under pressure.
Under pressure.
You know,
but they made it right.
Did they take care of you when you did that?
They did take care of me.
That's good customer service.
I had to return the bottles. Initially, I only got five shipped to me, but when I drew that to attention, they sent me the sixth. I had a wonderful conversation with a person from wine.com. It wasn't Jeff, by the way.
No, he didn't help you.
It wasn't Jeff.
They need to fire his ass.
My sales rep, she took...
Jeff, you hear that?
You know...
He's a robot, so, you know.
Probably listening right now. I don't call her out by name, but we had a nice conversation, and she was very enamored with the show. Why would she be listening right now? Because she was very enthused about the show.
That's because she just didn't... She was afraid of you, probably.
No. We had a nice conversation.
Oh, you're the first person that ever told me you had a podcast. Wow.
What's that?
About wine?
What's a podcast? Oh, well.
She probably talked to James Suckling himself, and she's like, okay, I'll listen to your podcast. I'm very excited. Nobody listens to that.
I told her we mocked James Suckling, and she kind of chuckled. You know what she really thought was funny? Our reference to Purple Death.
Yeah, but she did.
No, she thought that was hysterical.
Maybe you should go to the Catskills with that routine then, if you're making her laugh.
Well, you know.
Wait a minute, you spoke to somebody on the phone?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Really?
I got friends.
Did you send a letter to them as well?
How often do you use wine.com?
A lot.
Rob is... you saw, he just... You
oh,
know,
I know,
took,
I know Rob.
You saw it.
Yeah,
I don't have...
Well, for a long time, he wasn't on the wine.com boat.
Well, Steve, I currently don't have child care expenses.
So I'm with you, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So if we order a bottle now...
It's like Yahtzee.
How long does it take to get here?
It depends.
Midweek. Yeah. I'm in no rush.
Sometimes it's a little longer, and they'll tell you.
I've got plenty of backup here.
I might have been drunk the other night. Go figure. And ordered something that's up on there, just randomly. That's Trailside, though. Heights, you know. Because I wanted the 15 because I got a 95 from the enthusiast. I don't know why that why that appeals to me. But
interesting.
So I did. The 14 or 16 is cheaper, but I got the, yeah.
So I might
Triple B's going to open that box and go, because she loves Heights. Because have you been to Heights?
I've not been to Heights. Have you been to Heights, Rob?
Yeah. I have. I've had several of their wines. I love their wine.
But you didn't really care for the tasting.
Where's the Heights from?
No, I liked it. Heights, Napa.
Hmm.
It was bought by the Japanese, that one. What's that?
You been there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. See right behind you right there?
Yes.
Over your shoulder. That right there. Yeah. I have a shrine to Heights. Probably because they're rustic. They're old school. And I love rustic. I love an old school steakhouse. Anything that's old school, except for politicians. Because they're just a bunch of racist bastards. But racism was old school. Well, yeah, but that's I don't like that old school. Fuck that. But, you know. Rustic. There we go. Rustic.
Yeah, there you go.
Not backwoods,
rustic.
Though.
Rustic.
Not backwoods.
Because those fuckers old.
Backwards?
Backwoods.
Ooh.
Yeah, because that'll deliver into your ass. And you know what that means.
You know what happens at that point. We all seen the movie.
But Heights, didn't you?
There might not be Burt Reynolds with a bow and arrow to fuck somebody up.
Right.
What's that?
Squeal like a pig. Didn't you mock Heights' tasting room?
No.
And you said it was
great.
Okay.
There wasn't anything wrong. No, that you're thinking of, and it wasn't their fault. It was Catherine Kennedy Hall.
Oh.
They had a trailer because they were building a new one, and so it was in the trailer. It was still fine, but. Hall's wines, I still buy them. I love them.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So, did I meet Catherine Kennedy?
I really like this.
Oh, it's great. And the Heights family, they work the tasting rooms. At least they did. And then they sold it, but they still, I think, are in control.
I think they control the wine.
Yeah, they still control.
Still.
Yeah. It's great wine. This just smells gorgeous, too.
It just smells good.
It's even like, blowing off a little bit of a port-like nose now, isn't it? Smell that. It's not sweet anymore, but smell the nose.
This is good. It's a good wine to get.
Yeah,
get
it's a you port.
Get, did we miss that in the beginning?
I don't think it was that. It's opened up and kind of evolved into that.
Yep.
I'm not putting any in your glass.
Yes, this is a good pre-mojo wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, this is a wine you could transition and go to more.
I'm good.
All right. You're
drinking.
Yeah, no, you could.
Oh, wow.
This would be a great wine. You go to dinner. You're going to maybe have appetizers, maybe not, but you're not in a hurry. Mm-hmm. This would be a great first bottle of wine.
We've done a lot of Chiantes. Triple B accuses us of having an affinity towards them, and I don't know why.
Well, it's because you say that that's my favorite wine.
Well, you did say that once
in her head.
Well, you pretend you're Italian.
I don't drink a lot of this. This has got to be one of my favorites I've had.
When you have a really top line Chianti, it changes your opinion of them.
Oh yeah, this is better than the Ebola, which we like. This is better than
it's super good.
This is better. Well, this is better than the any of the Gabbianos, which we like. We like the Gabbianos. Becky hated the Gabbianos. We liked them quite a bit. We even liked, Gabbiano, the one with the fucking knight.
Yes.
We had the Chianti Classico and the Chianti on the same episode. So we were testing the difference between Chianti and Chianti Classico. And what we found is they used the same damn grapes, only they put them on oak for the Chianti Classico. But we liked the Chianti, and right. It was only $3 more for the Chianti Classico. But Becky hated the Chianti Classico.
Well, she went back to her, I don't like oak anymore.
I have oak coming out my nose, is what she would say.
She did say that.
I'm breathing it. It's like, it's not oaky at all. It's okay.
It's a
Riesling. I hate the oak.
What? It was oaked.
That's
it
the water fine. You just drank. It's oaky.
That was the first time you called her the Russian judge.
No, that's not. She's been the Russian judge many times.
I think I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. The bad man.
Mm-hmm. Is the intern here still? We lost them.
We don't have an intern. We still have your sleeves on the...
Yeah, they're still here. It's now, all about Bo now.
Do you like this now?
I do like that.
It's a nice one. Those are bed rails. I built shelves to put bottles on. And the boys snapped a bed in half. And so then I've just taken the other bed rail and I cut it in half and used them as shelves.
Why not?
That's right.
I mean, it looks great.
That's right.
Those of you can see and those that cannot.
I'll post the picture. That's right. Pagal's right in the center.
I almost put
Mason Sauvignon Blanc up there, but and Tessalle.
Put the Mason up there.
Are those the tops of the tops?
To some degree.
Of the ones we still have bottles.
Yeah.
Right.
They were up there.
There's some that would be up there. Chiantis are up there still.
I see those.
Well, the one is an Uber Ruth. We just had that last week, or 2 weeks ago. The Pagal, the center one, right in the middle, that's the best. That's the highest rate of wine that we've had on the show. Yeah. We get 97s.
Wow. Like
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I gave it 97. You gave it 96.
What did you guys?
Or 98.
What'd you score? No, I love the pizza one.
Not that great a score.
Yeah, not that good a wine.
Shocker.
But it's better than some.
Yes.
It really is.
It really was better than quite a few we've done.
You know what we did? We ate it. We drank it with frozen pizza.
With frozen pizzas.
Yeah, we had frozen pizza on the show.
Well, that's a great. That's cauliflower great.
Crust.
I had Tombstone.
It was disappointing.
It was a wobble.
The cauliflower crust from Tombstone?
No, it's cauliflower crust from...
Yeah, those are tough. I've had a couple of those.
Real Foods.
Aldi's cauliflower crust pizzas?
Haven't had that one yet.
Delicious.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, we get them all the time.
Check it out. I love cauliflower crust.
It's $6. And our freezer's full of them because that's what William can eat, too.
Yeah.
You crisp them, though. Make sure they're crispy.
You got to get it right.
And then they're fucking delicious.
Yeah, that's when they're
The Real Foods, those keto pizzas.
I've had those, yeah.
Has he tried those? I'm not sure they're gluten-free, though.
Those suck.
No, you just...
Becky eats them.
Mm-mm. Again, you just got to get them crispy.
Foster Farms. Have you had that?
I haven't.
It's the chicken crust. It's good.
That would be decent.
Although I make a better chicken crust, so... the cauliflower crust at Aldi's is a really good pizza. Cheese or pepperoni, and they're big. We have I think we have 5 or 6 of them in the freezers.
Very nice.
Well, I mean, you go over there, you buy 3 or 4 and say, screw it.
Really?
It's easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to try it out, man. I've been looking for a good one besides buying one from Massey's.
It's $6.
Massey's is good.
Oh, it's great.
Of the pizza chain ones, Massey's is
they charge
is my
you favorite. It's like $15 for
it. Yeah, maybe even that. More. Maybe even a little more.
Yeah, and you can have 2 pizzas for the price of 1. You just eat 2 pizzas.
Right.
Just 2 of them.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong at all.
Newman's
it's
Own.
Gluttony.
Newman's Own is actually pretty good, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's not good. It's not bad. I'm going
to say. Of course, you're spending your children's college money to buy Newman's Own.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's pricey. Newman's Own is pricey shit.
$7?
For a pizza? For a pizza? That's not bad.
Well, that's for a frozen pizza, but yeah, I mean.
16-inch, 10-inch?
Small. They're small.
8-inch, probably.
It's maybe 10.
My big 10-inch.
That's not bad. There you go, Scott.
You don't have that.
Yeah, we almost got kicked out of that place.
That's true. Speaking
of 10 inch, man, how's it? This wine's great.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Scott's dick.
No.
Easy.
No.
No.
We can't say that.
Well, he did.
I know he did.
He says it all the time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He's infatuated.
Disappointing 3 inch. How's right. that? Right. That's more likely what it is.
Subtract 7.
Got me the greatest woman
ever.
She's sympathetic in a pinch. I can't get her going because I have a disappointing 3 inch.
Hysterical.
That is so almost funny. Poetic. That was actually poetic.
I just made that up just sitting there.
You're so talented.
Your talented.
Parents must have been very proud of you.
Somebody's
going to
steal
sister.
That. They'll be like, that's a good line for somebody.
That's true, yes.
Very feel free, folks. Write that
my
down.
Mother actually very, listens to the show, so she'll very be very proud of that.
And she's laughing right now because she's very proud of your sister.
Well, in reality, well, the fact if it gives her something to be proud of because she drinks Winky now, then that's great. But still.
Now, why do you have to always lash out?
You're not.
Acting like Dum Dum again.
What you meant to say was.
So you're going to mansplain it.
Somebody has to.
He's definitely going to mansplain it.
Damn pansy.
Oh, Jesus.
Bo.
Bo, the intern, is aggressive.
Bo is attacking Steve. He's like,
Bo the dog.
Besides being a soccer man this weekend, did you?
I can take you.
Did you shovel gravel?
No.
Did you build anything?
Yes.
What did you build?
I built a firm foundation of love.
And family.
That's right.
I'm throwing family.
Oh, please.
Family. Firm foundation.
And that takes effort every day.
That's right. I'm a lumberjack and it's okay. Okay, we're going to take a break, folks, and be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Via Cafaggio, the 2013 Chianti Classico from Italy. We're going to get a review tonight. We're going to find out what we think of it. No potpourri. Why bother? Because Steve's glass is dry, and if we go through a potpourri, he's going to forget what it tastes like.
Exactly.
And besides the fact, we have more drinking to do. So, we're going to go around the room. We're going to start off with the superstar Steve Gibson.
I haven't scored shit in forever.
No.
So.
We're going to discard the score anyways. Don't worry about it.
So, I always score, as everybody knows. I think it tastes great. It's awesome.
Don't have to give it a numerical score if you don't want to.
Right. I would slam a bottle of this before dinner, after dinner, before the mojo. You know,
let's
what I'm
go.
About.
Oh, yeah. Let's go old school. How many bottles of this could you drink in a night?
Well,
this is a very easy drink.
This is very easy.
Probably 3 or 4. Easy.
I think so. If you're sitting in
for sure
with your wife, significant others, whatever, you're having a wine night, this is three. You could go
the mouth feel is really what sells me on
it
has the best mouth feel.
We didn't really talk about it.
I it is silky, satiny. Triple B would love it. That's why I got another bottle. The mouth feel is worth every single penny. Chianti is not to say they have a bad mouth feel, but they tend to have a little more acidity, and that's going to affect that. You're not going to get this round mouth feel, but they do that through the proper oaking.
Yeah, that's good.
But it doesn't taste oaky.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, used oak, I would presume. And so it just gives it a mellow softness. The malolactic fermentation, spot on. Everything about this wine is done exactly what you want.
Yeah, it's good. I'm going to give it a 90.
Yeah.
That's my score.
And I think this has to start with a 9.
Maybe we won't disregard your score.
No, I think this has to start with a 9. It's just folks, you can find wines that, you know, the current vintage has been aged per se. I think you see it more with the Spanish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The mouthfeel, but the combination of the way it feels on your palate, the nose of this, ease in drinking. You've got floral. You've got a minerality that is just fantastic.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Red meat, blood. Yeah. It's just phenomenal. The tannins are...
Blood.
It is.
Blood. It's just like it's an afterthought.
Meat, blood. No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's minerally in a different way. It's not okay. Minerally slate. It's not minerally gravel. It's not
blood.
Dusty.
Blood.
It's just a throwaway line. Blood. It's well, like, what the
there heck? It is.
It's like Dracula going, oh, I like this, and I'm blood, and then you just roll on through. Go ahead. I'm just, you know, I'm just
come
observing.
Dracula.
I'm not calling you a serial killer. However, that's the way someone.
It's been a long time.
They would just slide through that dismemberment. I mean, they would just throw something off color, just in it, just to act like it's normal. But it's fine. Works for you.
I've been working on my knots.
Okay, good.
91. I was between a 90 and a 91. I like this. I recommend it highly. It's Hall of Fame.
Okay. 91's a fine score, actually. I was between a 91, but something else. And I'm going to go one step higher. I'm going to give this actually 92 of my points.
You should do this in your James Suckling voice.
Thank you very much.
It's a little high.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you why.
You're a little high.
First of all, The Wine Spectator, which is fantastic, which I can't get a job with because I used to work for them, but it was awkward. It was a furlough. I like to think of it as a furlough. There were complaints and sexual harassment of that nature, but it was all politics.
Allegedly.
Yes. I'm providing this 92 of my points. And the reason why, the nose.
Fantastic.
The nose calculates into it. We've had a lot of great Italian wines. This is just a notch better. This is actually better than the Zingari for me. Ooh. The Zingari is bigger. The Zingari is a bigger wine because it's not Chianti. But Zingari is a bigger wine. However, this is a more elegant wine, and it's more complete. The elegance of this wine through the nose, through the mouth feel, and then the flavors are wonderful. The length is not there, mind you, but that's why it's not 93, 94, 95.
Well, it's also 8 years old.
Yeah. It's so elegant. How do you get elegance like this in a Chianti? Just
they
a
did it.
Basic Chianti. Well, it's $20, but it's still $20.
Skillful oaking. Oh. Skillful oaking.
Oh, yeah. It's just a beautiful, beautiful drink. And the Riedel Extremes are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are pretty good, aren't they? You want to buy some, don't you?
I do. They're beautiful.
Oh, I'd buy this.
Oh, I did. Twice.
Yes, she did.
I almost bought two bottles, but I think I probably fell up and get a couple.
So you already bought another bottle of this?
Yes. Right. After just the first
one,
sip.
Just one or two.
For now. I'll buy one more than that.
You'll buy one by the end of the night.
I bought one, but I might buy one.
You didn't buy two?
He bought one before we were out of the freaking...
This is amazing.
Before he even described how good it was, he went online and bought a bottle.
Mm-hmm. That's a 92 right there. It says that, yes, I'm not even done drinking this, and I'm buying more of
right.
it.
There is something to that.
That is a pretty damn good review. I haven't done that yet.
What more can you say?
Yes.
We weren't done drinking, and I ordered another bottle.
And I'm sure we're the curse of wines we like, because as soon as we drink it and like it, it must be because we have 50 million subscribers, of course. And we say
it
that we like it.
Out of stock.
Yes, it goes out of stock. It does. And everything, Steve.
Now, normally,
we like it, it goes out of stock.
Yep. That's amazing. That's
good. It must be because of us.
Well, it's the audience.
Yes, that's right. We have a bunch of hoarding crazy people.
They're on their seats waiting for you to tell them.
Yes.
What to order.
They are.
Order this.
Right. Yes.
Right now, there's a run on this Chianti right now.
Us and the Pinot file. That's why I had to get in before. This is
the Pinot file? The Pinot? What did you say?
He doesn't know about the Pinot file.
Turn around. See the picture with the dude with the crown on his head?
Yeah, I see him. Right.
First of all, that's a Photoshop. I actually put that crown on him. He is the Prince of Pino.
I bet he is. He looks like he's the Prince of Penis. Pino.
He put that crown on him, all right.
But yeah, he did. Scott actually thought that was a picture with him wearing a crown.
He's kind of oddly smiling.
He is happy.
He's a happy man.
He's had a good life, though. He's an optometrist. His name was Rusty.
He was.
He's retired.
Has Rusty been in the Navy? Is it? Who's? I mean, what's he do?
He's the Prince of Pinot.
So he's had more Pinot. He's had more Pinot in him than anybody?
He drinks a lot of Pinot.
He does. Okay. Yes, we'll put him right there.
He puts a lot of Pinot in himself.
That's a that's a professional Photoshop.
I mean, I hope
I hope
if I put a lot of Pinot in me, I also get a crown like that.
That's
well.
Trust me,
it'll crown.
I'll go get you one. Okay, it'll be a Burger King crown, but you know,
one never lost, man.
Well, you know, hey man,
it's all about Pinot.
Hey man, hoe gonna be a hoe. You gotta do hoe's gotta do what a hoe's gotta do.
That's right.
That's right.
Got to hustle, baby. Oh,
but no, the Pinot file. He blogs.
I had the all bow.
About Pinot Noir. He loves it.
Well, he has a website. He reviews stuff.
He did have a website.
Is it called the Pinot Ho?
It's called the Prince of Pinot. Or the Pinot File. It goes two things.
The blog is the Pinot File.
It's often mispronounced as the pedophile.
Which I 100% agree
with. I've done that.
Right. But that's a different file. When you on the internet, that would be a different file, correct?
The FBI files.
Right.
Yes.
That could bring damage to your house.
You're kind of asking to be investigated. By that name.
Right.
You know, if somebody, well, a keystroke, for instance, one keystroke wrong, and you end up at his website when you're trying to go someplace really, really bad.
Yeah, in a dark spot. I get it. And then
that means he's like the guardian of the light. So people that are wayward, like Scott, trying to go see something they shouldn't, they end up at his site.
He looks fit, though.
Yeah. In reality, that would take all the starch out of your sails, and you're not going to, you go to his site, you're like, no, I'm not in that mood anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so, this is actually Pinot. That's
Pinot.
Not what I was looking
Dang
for.
It. Pinot Noir.
Right.
Not.
It's very dark.
Yes. What?
Noir.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Film noir.
That's good. I'm glad I'm at the chance to meet
you. You're dragging behind. I don't think you like this very much.
Oh, I do. I just had more than you because I poured more in my glass.
Well, that's good shit.
Hall of Fame,
that's
by the
fantastic.
Way.
Very
Hall
definitely.
Of Fame. But for now, it's going to go up on the new shelf. The Triple B goes, what? We'll go, what is that? Then we'll say, well, you weren't on the show.
Oh, I should go up there. That's good. This is good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just temporarily. He's doing it just to mock Becky.
That's true. That and Mason.
There were,
and Tessalite.
There was a moment in time, Steve, where our integrity was being questioned.
By the Triple B? Yes, because we put Hogue Riesling in the Value Price Hall of Fame.
I love Riesling.
Yes, but Hogue.
Well, not only that, it was late harvest Riesling.
It was. It was.
But yeah. She was questioning that the wines that she wouldn't participate in the second episode that would always get a higher score, and she was questioning our integrity.
That might
have been the start of the Russian judgedom.
We had that Nebbiolo not too long ago that we also put in the Hall of Fame.
Well, she could stick around for the second ones.
She could.
She could.
She could.
Can't be a party pooper here in this.
She's not here tonight.
This is a full boat here, boy.
That's right. Well, she's obviously in the Kremlin. Right now, saying, comrade, what did you learn out from the Americans?
I'm trying to keep them score down.
Yes.
GRU training. She's getting special GRU training.
Is it GRU?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take this back.
I think so. Yeah. Something like, it's G something.
It's GRU.
KGB, GRU.
The Prince of Pina.
KGB is old school. See, you're getting back into old school politics. You need to stay away from it. GRU.
Hey, man, I got my Biden sign. I got two Biden signs.
I saw the Biden sign.
I got two of them, man.
I saw that when I rolled up.
My mother goes, we've got three signs for you. She pulls up yesterday. And there's two other ones. I don't know who the fuck they are. I guess they're Democrats. I went, whoa. We got those signs for you, too. I went, I'm not putting those signs up. Why? I don't know who the fuck they are. She goes, they're Democrats. I went, yes, I know. That's great. And I'll probably vote for them. But if I don't know who you are, why am I going to put your sign in my yard?
I want to know a little bit about you before I start promoting you.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. I might vote for you. Maybe I won't. Maybe you're a shitbag. I mean, state politics. Right. I mean, you're not Larry Householder. Right. You know.
Oh.
Well, there are some shitbags in state politics. You know.
Oh.
Well, there are some shitbag Democrats.
J-O.
Well, sure.
You just got to figure out what you want.
That's right. What's Anthony Weiner
from New York? They should have known that.
Ooh. Right there. You got Weiner in your name.
He didn't mean it.
How about the QAnon?
What? He was naked, though.
Correct.
I think he meant it.
He was air drying. That's what I heard.
Naked?
Yeah.
But why?
Who doesn't air dry naked?
But I don't take pictures of myself when I air dry naked.
That's true. That's a little odd.
And then send them.
Yes.
That's a mistake.
And it was a self. It's not like somebody did that
to an intern. He sent it to an intern.
Well, I think he meant to like keep it for himself. But and then he wasn't.
Wasn't it like an underage girl? He also sent.
I don't
like
think
that
it was
too?
Underage. She was just 18. I think she was.
But he went to prison. What did he go to prison for?
No, he never went to prison.
Yes, he did.
No, he lost his seat.
Look it up, Anthony Weiner. Look it up. He went to prison for.
Now be careful when you. What you type in, so it's he not, went to prison. You don't get to see Anthony's
because,
actual wiener
because he was sexting with an underage girl.
Mm. I don't think he went to jail though.
Yes, he served time.
You might be right.
Maybe he did.
He did,
but I don't think that's what got him.
Well, wasn't he married to Hillary's?
Yes, that did not help Hillary.
That did not help
because that was like 16 or so when he got nailed for that. Literally, he got nailed.
A lot of things didn't help her, but
well, that's true.
Oh, he is a convicted sex offender.
Thank you, thank you.
He's got the license plate. Then
they have a license plate for that.
No, that's drinking and driving.
No, that was they
they should have a license plate for it. But don't you think so?
Oh man, but I would so Dr. Scott's license plates for that.
So do it too.
But it was unrelated to why he got kicked out of Congress. It was
a
separate incident.
He was already out of Congress.
It was a separate incident.
Yes, it was an underage girl. Wasn't
it? He's not in jail anymore, though.
He's out now.
Sexting charge of transferring obscene material to a minor.
Yes.
How old? What's a minor?
Under 18.
Yeah, that's a minor.
It's frowned upon, Steve.
It is.
In case you were wondering.
Well, and it went back in the Civil War. You could sign up if you're under age of 18 for war.
Yes, but they didn't have selfies.
They didn't have any wieners.
You could not send someone. Well, the Pony Express would probably see your dick pic.
Right. There's no selfies.
And they'd be like,
no selfies.
Whoa, it stopped the horse. They say, no, you can't send this.
Right.
You know.
Andrew Wiener. I haven't heard that name forever.
But it was okay for Jeff Sessions because... Allegedly,
but he didn't get caught.
He got caught. Allegedly, that's 30 years after the fact, he had the family's permission, which makes
that was
illegal.
Roy Moore.
That's Roy Moore.
Sessions that was too. No, it was Roy.
Well, if you
Moore.
Get the permission of the family, it's legal then.
Yeah, yeah. In Alabama.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Don't live there. I thought that was Roy Moore.
I think he had an incident too.
Incident? Yeah, I think he had multiple incidents. I didn't know
about
Jeff Sessions.
All from he had parent signatures.
30 years later.
Yeah. He had to go around the whole damn neighborhood. No, sir, I need your signature here. I need your signature here.
Can you sign this for me?
Like, are you trying to do like a recall or something? No. You have 500 signatures on this list.
Just trying to help.
Just getting your permission. You
know, we just don't want the Walmart to fire more people. Just please, can I have your signature?
I don't even have a daughter, sir. Yeah, but you might. You
know, yeah, I know that.
Just being proactive.
I only have my son, Jeff. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have any children, but didn't you used to have a goat? Yeah. I have a goat.
Good old Roy.
Yeah, you know, sign here. Just sign here, man.
What are you looking at my dog for? You better sign here.
Roy Moore. Jesus.
I'm going to run for Senate. No. When Trump says don't run, that's bad. Just to let you know, Roy, that's when he's judging your character, that's bad.
Oh, for sure.
That's really bad.
I haven't talked about him forever.
Trump?
Dum-dum. About him anymore. He's referred to as dum-dum.
Yeah. That's what Paige says.
That's just too,
he's dum-dum.
It's just too nice.
So one of the best things I've seen in the past 2 weeks was a bumper sticker. It says, "My dog is smarter than your president."
You think they're talking about Trump?
Pretty sure.
I saw a Trump sign today that says, Trump 2020, no more bullshit. It's actually said that. I'm thinking, it's in Pickerington, old Pickerington.
You seen that car in Pickerton?
No. But I was like,
no.
What?
Are you sure? I thought the no more bullshit was quit attacking the USPS.
No, this was a Trump 2020 sign.
Trump 2020.
No more bullshit.
You want to know what's funny?
I was like,
what? I got a postcard.
Did you?
That was 2-ply, which had two.
Like toilet paper?
Applications to vote
to use
absentee.
Really?
Okay.
And yeah, it was from there? The Ohio Republican Committee.
Well, they know you.
And Trump had a quote on it that he was supporting absentee balloting.
Yeah, he is.
It's freaking hysterical.
Mail them in, dude.
Yeah, it's not mail-in voting. It's different.
Yeah, sure it is.
You mail it. Of course you mail it.
It's gonna it'll get there.
Yeah, it'll get there. It's different.
The post office thing is not done yet, folks. We need to nip this in the bud.
Let's talk about B2 bombers. No, we're not going to do that. So, folks, we're going to take a break. Well, actually, no, we're not.
Break.
There's no break. We just we sealed this puppy up.
We did. A 92, a 91, and a 90.
That's
Hall
a nice
of Fame.
Range. That's a nice range.
Yeah,
90 to 92.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It is 1992.
You
know, although,
go buy it,
Steve.
Right?
I think you nailed it. You know, you hadn't reviewed in a long time, and it's not easy for you to review. So I think, but I think you got a good score. This has to start with a nine.
It
has to start with a nine.
Well, it's the best Chianti I have had on the show, and I've scored some pretty high. And so if it's the best, it's got to be a 92 for me.
And it's a good price.
Yeah.
For a 92.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful wine.
So, go get it.
Wonderful special wine. Via Cafaggio or Cafaggio, whichever you are now. The artist formerly known as Via Cafaggio.
Correct.
Tip of the cap. Hall of Fame to you. If I could buy any of your wines, like other than this, your Reserva or your or your Selezione.
That sounds special.
Ooh, son.
But we can't, so we won't. But if we could.
We would.
We would. Imagine.
Sound like a goddamn Reserve Dr.
Sounds
Seuss
special.
Book.
No, it was more of a Janet Jackson song.
I like Reserve.
If
special.
I was your girl, things I'd do to you. That's what I was actually.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That was kinda, really bad.
That was.
Makes no sense.
It's a Chianti.
It's true. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Superstar.
Peace.
We're going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.